for December 28th, 2006, our last one for 2006. Please join us for the Pledge of Allegiance and the prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Dear Lord, we ask for your blessing today. We ask for your guidance and wisdom so we may make decisions in the best interest of the citizens of Butler County. We ask for your comfort and healing powers for everyone who is sick, especially our colleague Mike Fox. We ask for your comfort for the family of Gerald Ford, our 38th president, as he passed away just yesterday. We ask for your protection and swift return of our men and women who are fighting for our freedoms in faraway lands. We ask this in your name. Amen. Yes, we have communications.
First, approve minutes from December 21st, approve travel and training, accept resignation of records clerk for Butler County Record Center, health insurance extension for domestic violence intake officer, hire intern for Butler County Department of Development Planning Division, approve 7 care facility personnel actions, approve 2 special hauling permits for Schreising Drilling and W.G. Stang, exchange bond for metals of Aspen Trail Section 1 and 2. Under environmental service, agreement with Huckleberry Furniture for manhole installation requirements, agreement with Arcadia of Ohio for engineering design, OPWC disbursement request number 3 for water main improvements, decrease water and sewer connection fee installment payment interest rate, change order number 3 for Liberty Fairfield water pump replacement, hire wastewater operator 2, change order number 2 for Liberty Fairfield pump station, temporary fund change for interim employee salary. Under finance, transfers and appropriations, amend resolution, establish new funds for receiving revenue and dispersing funds, allocation of funds to YWCA for July-December 06, approve, amend certificate of estimated resources dated December 21st, reduce appropriations of various funds to match estimated revenues, authorize suspension of a training and employment coordinator, miscellaneous, appoint Jeff Peck as our 2007 aviary inspector, authorized prosecutor commence legal action against Texas Gas Transmission, approve and execute addendum to Community-Based Corrections Program 407 subsidy grant, and appoint Nancy O'Neill to serve on the Butler County Addis Board.
Changes, I move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm going to show my ignorance, but what's an aviary?
Bee inspecting.
The bee?
Bee.
Bee? Like
beehives.
Beehives.
You didn't know that?
I did not know that.
See, I asked that same question about 3 years ago.
Oh, did you? Oh.
I asked it 20 years ago.
Okay. Well, gosh. Have a lot of sting with that.
Yeah, but, oh, jeez.
Okay. With this being our last meeting in 2006, we are mandated to pass a budget for 2007. And with that, we have a presentation. And Tim and Bob, do you want to? I'm not sure who's going to give the presentation. Before we get into this presentation, does anyone of the audience have anything they want to bring up to the commission that we could address right now? Yes.
Good evening, gentlemen. Name's Bob Krieger. I'm from Hanover Township, for the record. It isn't kind of in line with what's being presented tonight. It's just my opinions on, over the year, what we've done for it, with different things and where we're at. You are aware that we have a lot of budget problems ahead of us. I see that, and I'm aware of it, too. But what I'd like you to consider and reconsider, last year we fought for a 0.1% increase in transfer fees on the property, which on a $200,000 house would be $200. The realtor board fought that, and they were thinking more of an increase on the sales tax. Minimum sales tax, if I'm not mistaken, was quoted to me by Derek, was 0.25% by law. That equates on a $20,000 car purchase to be $50. We also had a contested race for the minimum wage in the state of Ohio, which passed by, I don't know whether it passed or failed in this county, but statewide passed. To me, minimum wage is trying to increase the buying power for the poor. But if sales tax goes up, the $50 on a $20,000 car, which we've had a depression in the car sales, hurts them, hurts the car business, hurts a lot of people. It also hurts us on the everyday things that we buy. I agree with you, we need to increase our reserves, and we need to work on that. Not necessarily tonight, but in the future. The 0.1% on a house can be financed with the house and spread that, and on a $200,000 property, can spread that over 30 years. Sales tax can't. I think, in my opinion, if we have to raise tax money, we have to go back to the transfer. Another issue is the funding we're doing for the county courthouse renovations. We passed a spending for the roof construction. I was here when Greg opposed it until we had contracts, but my opinion, I think we need to go on with the roof construction of that. But as far as further commitment to funds to upgrade that building, until the existing jail is at 95% capacity, I see we can pursue the contracts of bringing prisoners in. But until we have a 95% daily increase in that, I think we need to delay further funding other than the preservation of the building on that. Again, today, this is just my opinion, expressing it to my elected officials so you can understand to represent me. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. I think that through the presentation, you may get a better understanding of what some of the problems that were, you know, the scope and of the problems that we're facing. So with that, Tim and Bob, we'll start with the presentation.
Tim, do you have an extra one of these?
Yeah. What we've handed out is a presentation and also two schedules, which are on legal size paper. Bob, I think we need to get schedules up there. The first schedule on legal size paper is the budgets as submitted, and the second schedule is budgets as adjusted, and we'll get into those, you know, in just a few minutes. Well, good afternoon. We're here today to offer to the board their consideration of an annual 2007 expenditure budget. This year's budget has been an arduous task. Many municipal and county governments are experiencing budget shortfalls or major projects that they have to decide how to fund, and these are having an impact on services provided to the public. Before I get started, I must thank my colleagues who helped in this endeavor in the budget process. I know Bob Lowry has worked extremely hard and extremely long in analyzing and compiling some of the budget information, as well as Lisa Brock in our office has assisted him in some of the input of some of the budget information. So both Bob and Lisa have worked very, very hard on the budget, and they do every year. But this year's budget in the requirement for budget curtailments is in a nomination of a transitional period where revenues cannot assimilate to the level of despotic needs in the county.
Okay. I'll translate.
I understand that completely. Yeah.
Well, what that means, there's trouble in River City.
Yeah.
But what I'd like to do today is first do a quick look back of the past 5 years, then discuss a view from the financial markets, primarily Moody's Investor Services. Next, analyze our 2007 revenue projections and do a trend to 2005 and 2006. Finally, review the 2000 budget as submitted by departments, then review a 2000 budget as re-engineered revised, and then review some possible consequences of low level of expenditures and its impact on the county. I'd just like to recap first, you know, who Butler County is. We all know that, but it's the eighth largest county in Ohio, population 350,000. 84 counties have a higher sales tax rate when we're at 6%, and at 6.5%, still 79 counties have a higher sales tax rate. 40 counties, last time I checked, had higher transfer tax rates. And 75 counties have a higher, what we call, per capita general fund tax rates. So we go on to slide number two. Slide number two is trying to reflect, we instituted a 0.5% sales tax over 10 years ago. And a lot has transpired in the past 10 years. Our citizen as well as our prisoner population has exploded. This chart kind of summarizes some of the annual source and uses of the first 5 half-cent sales tax. You know, currently the half-cent sales tax brings into to our operations about $21.2 million. And it's currently dispersed or used to pay annually $19 million in additional justice system costs that have been compiled over the last 10 years. It's used to pay $2.5 million of a debt service on our new jail, as well as annually, healthcare costs have increased $3.1 million. So all of those represent claims against sales tax. And there's certain other things we could, you know, possibly reclassify here that represent claims against our sales tax. But, you know, that just shows how the current sales tax has been utilized.
Basic budget that we're talking about is general fund only, and that covers all the office holders except the county engineer.
Thank you, Derek. We go on to slide number three in our presentation. That chart reflects how the general fund cash balance has changed since year 2000 or 2001. You know, basically, to put it simply, our cash balance, or sometimes it's referred to as our cash reserve or our reserve, has declined from $12 million down to $8.3 million at the end of 2005. We expect to approximate that same level at the end of 2006 when it is concluded. If you look at $8 million and how long that would sustain a county of our size, that cash reserve will sustain a county for only 1.25 months of operations. So it's not only the low level of cash reserve we're concerned with liquidity. And then finally declined in you know, financial security. If we go to the next page number four, some things that have contributed to that significant decline in cash balance are some certain non-recurring one-time impacts. Early in 2001, Commissioners continued to fund some community projects which benefited some of the townships and some of the small cities throughout the county, which took about $600,000. We had to transfer $800,000 to our self-insured Cigna coverage. In 2004, I think it is, we had a 27th pay period. Normally a pay period is 26 pay periods. But about every 10 years, you have an anomaly where you have 27 pay periods that hit you in any one year. And in 2004, we were hit pretty hard by the impact of the presidential campaign. Again, this year we've been hit pretty hard by the impact of Board of Elections and the election process that, you know, as we move to an automated process, you would think it'd be cheaper and more efficient, but I'm not for sure it's working out that way.
More efficient, but...
More efficient.
More efficient.
If we go to page 5, what that does is looks at two categories of expenses, administration or operations and justice, and what has happened to those expenses over the past 5 years from 2000 to 2005. And as you can see, administration cost has gone up, you know, about, $1.7 million, which equates to about an average annual increase of 1.5%. That compares to a average inflation rate over the same period of about 2.6%. If you look over the justice side, you see almost an $11 million increase during that period for the justice expenditures, which amounts to about 7.5% per annum increase in expenditures.
Tim, what does the justice encompass?
It encompasses the court systems. It encompasses law enforcement, incarceration, encompasses the coroner, adult probation, pretrial services,
juvenile.
Okay.
Prosecutor.
Prosecutor. Good point. Okay. Yeah. So all the justice expenses have been carrying a heavy toll on the county's resources. If we go on to page 6. This is just some significant other changes that have occurred over the past 5 years. I've already previously discussed the prisoner population explosion, but new filings in the courts are up 80 to 100%. We had added two new judges, and we're adding another judge in 2007. Single-family homes and, and corresponding new roads have increased significantly. General inflation was up 13%, or as I said before, an average of 2.6% per year. We have lost the local government fund. We haven't lost it entirely. Basically, we gave up part of the local government fund in benefit of the local municipalities and townships, but also that fund has been frozen, or that distribution has been frozen from the state of Ohio. Investment income, had declined sharply due to the interest rate decline. We're fortunate that interest rates are starting to climb again. And 2006, we benefited by that. However, 2007, if you look at what the Fed's doing, rates are going to stabilize, if not decline slightly. We don't expect a major jump in investment income in 2007. Rising health care costs cost us $2.3 to $3.1 million more per year now. That's a trend that will not go away. We were very fortunate in 2007, due to our decision about 3 years ago to join the CORSA Consortium for Healthcare Coverage. Thereby, our increase in 2007 is projected to be 2%. So strategically, very wise decision to make 3 years ago. Finally, I've already mentioned the extra pay period. Those are some significant changes that have occurred over the past 5 years. As a result of significant changes, we've had to do some sort of one-time revenue support in order to continue to support the general fund over the past 5 years. These list some actions that was taken in order to get more cash into the general fund. In 2001, because we converted to a premium-based healthcare plan, we were able to liquidate our self-insured healthcare plan and transfer the general fund $900,000. In 2002 and 2003, we were able to liquidate excess cash out of our workers' comp fund. In 2004, we were able to have Environmental Services prepay some of their indirect cost, all these benefiting the cash bottom line, one-time adjustments that we had to do in order to try to preserve the liquidity and financial stability of the county. 2005, we benefited from the Blue Max, this is the general fund portion only, settlement. And in 2006, we received a settlement on the Cigna case. But as I point out, that amount, $500,000, we turned around and had to fund the additional cost for the Board of Elections for the election in 2006. In addition,
Tim, would it be safe to say that if we didn't have these one-time revenue sources during this last 5 years, our reserves would have been, you know, if we had gone in reserves, that's the only place we could have gotten this money?
That's correct. You know, short of any revenue enhancement. So one of two conditions would have existed if we would not have come up with these ways to help bolster the general fund. Number one, would be in financial disaster, or number two, we would, you know, have a revenue enhancement to offset it. If we go on to page 8, I'm going to discuss a little bit about how the financial markets are viewing us. Derek, when was it? 5-6 years ago, we were upgraded to a AA3 bond rating, something that we were, you know, long trying to achieve. And basically, we had been criticized in the past prior to that because we did not have a consistent revenue source. In other words, our revenues were going up and down. Once that is stabilized and once the sales tax, the first half percent, was put in place, then that stabilized revenues, and we were upgraded with our bond rating. However, Moody's has, you know, sort of fired a signal across our bow, indicating that we need to be attentive to our cash balance, and if the cash balance goes down any further, you know, they're basically signaling to us that they view that as a weakening in our underlying credit, and that they will reduce our bond rating. If we go on to page 9,
just a minute. What does that mean to most people, or what does it mean to the county if our bond rating is notched down?
Well, it's going to require more cost to finance any future projects. Some of the debt that you have outstanding right now isn't necessarily affected, but any new issues or any new projects, any major new projects that we will, you know, undertake will be affected by either a higher interest cost or a higher cost to insure the issuance to get a higher rating.
And what would a budget our size, they'd like to see 15% in reserves?
At least, right now we're at $8 million, you know, at an $80 million budget, just using as a round number, you know, that means they'd like to see about a $12 million reserve. So that's sort of their target that they look for. And I think if you listen to some of the discussion with some of the other counties and some of the other municipalities, they use the same target. Hamilton County, for example, with their current budget woes, you know, they don't want to dip into the reserve to lower it below 15%. They're fighting to protect that balance. So yes, 15% is a rule of thumb that they would like to see. If we move on to slide number 9, you know, now we're getting into the nitty-gritty, so to speak, and we're looking at our projection of income for 2007. So what we see here is our the 11 highest line item revenue sources that the county receives, and what those revenues have done in 2005, 2006, and projected to do in 2007. And first, I'd like to highlight that in 2007, our total revenue estimate is about $83.1 million. That's going to be up about 3.7% over the level in 2006. But more importantly, what I'd like for you to do is zero in on the last two columns, which shows the percentage change from 05 to 06, and then in the last far right corner, the change in 06 and 07. But if you look at 05 and 06, what you see there is some negative numbers that haven't occurred in the past 5 years. These primarily represent the effect of what I refer to as economistic revenues, revenues that go along with the Butler County economy, and to a great extent to home sales as well as mortgages. And those activities, as well as building permits for new construction, those activities in 2006 have shown a decline for the first time in several years. We're projecting a further decline in 06, but moderated a little bit. It's not as steep as decline as we're experienced in, in 07, as we experienced in 06, but still a decline. But the important thing is that the economistic revenues that we'd be dependent upon for a number of years now have turned negative, and we hope the economy, local economy, as far as home building and auto sales get stabilized and can return, so those numbers turn back positive again. But from this slide, we take forward that revenues estimated for 2007 are $83.1 million.
And that, just to kind of point out the how fragile this is, and that's taking in the 6.2 for the prisoner boarding with Hamilton County. Is that correct?
That is correct. You know, that's a full year of boarding at 300 prisoners.
And is that minus expenses?
No, that's just the revenue side.
That's just the revenue. So
the expense side is on the budget side, or the expense budget side.
Okay. So
to clarify what you're asking, of the $6 million or so that comes in from Hamilton County, about $3.5 million of that is expenses.
Right.
Three and a half to four million is expenses.
Sure. Yeah. If revenue is exceeding expenses, a couple million dollars perhaps.
And on all of these different items, we're pretty sure that, we're going to hit pretty close to projection, except for the prisoner boarding, which is still a question mark from Hamilton County, right?
As we move forward to 2007, I'm uncomfortable in two different areas, Greg. That's one area, is that, as you well know, that Hamilton County did not put anything in their budget for their prisoner boarding in Butler County. They have adopted a temporary budget, which again still does not include, to the best I can discover, anything for the payment of boarding in Butler County. So, those are some things that those commissioners are going to have to address down there and deal with. But unfortunately, we're at their mercy because the contract has a pretty quick termination clause.
Yeah, anytime they could call, it's 4 months.
The other thing I'm uncomfortable about, Greg, is although sales tax increased 3.6% in 06, we were projecting 5%. And I'm projecting, again, 5% increase in 07. So I'm a little concerned about that level of estimation as well. And in fact, that kind of leads in, if that answers your question, Greg, it kind of leads into the next slide, slide number 10. Where what I've done is I've listed here in the green our sales tax that we've collected in October, November, and December. And basically, there's very little increase in October, and November showed a pretty good decrease, and December showed a decrease as well. When I say decrease, what I do is I compare November to 2006 to November 2005. Same period comparisons in order to try to determine, what is happening to our sales tax. And, the best that we can determine, we've had a great deal of commercial growth in the county, but, we believe it's being offset by depressed auto sales right now. Mm-hmm. If we go on to slide number 11, these are the budgets as submitted by the various general fund departments, and they have been compiled in total $86.7 million, which means there's an unfunded request of about $3.5 million in the budgets that were submitted by the general fund departments. I think you have to consider a couple things as we look towards our reengineering of that budget or revision of that budget, and those are that in mid-year last year, we had to make a budget adjustment where we had to cut budgets and restrict, payroll for the balance of the year. And so, budget, there's already been one cut there already. And if we are unable to give them what they request, it basically is another cut. So within 12, 12 months, basically, you know, they're being cut twice if we're unable to fund the $3.5 million. And based upon our revenue projections, I guess it's fairly obvious that we cannot fund the amount requested by the departments. Yes, sir.
Just one comment. Through the budget hearing process, while the budget requests came in above estimated revenues, I do want to commend the office holders because sitting through the budget hearings, none of their requests were unreasonable. They were all reasonable and driven by growth and the demand for service and their statutory requirements. So that's something that's I just want to put on record. We had great cooperation from the office holders. To me, the issue is not the expense side. It's the revenue side that's the issue.
Because they've been asked to cut for several years
it's,
now.
It's been very good from the office
anything
holders.
Anything new, they've cut the years before, two years or 3 years.
Yeah, none of them asked for, you know, great number of employees or anything. All of it was growth-driven and trying to keep up with the demands. It's like, you know, the judges. Okay, we're getting another judge. And then that trickles down to more adult probation, more the prosecutors trying to absorb it. And it's like that in a lot of the other offices that are driven by growth. You know, the auditor's office, the recorder's office, the treasurer. I mean, it's all growth driven.
I would agree with Derek because I sat in on a lot of the meetings and you know, there is some in budgets that show a salary increase, but I think it's very well justified. And one in particular is the prosecutor's office, where he's lost a number of prosecutors to Hamilton County and to City of Hamilton, and given our explosion of court cases and the prosecutor's excellent record of not losing any cases on time, you know, we need to give him some help, he's not going to have that record, and we're going to be losing some cases, and you know, some people are going to be set free who shouldn't be. And that's one instance where I think that, you know, a salary increase, you know, I don't want to be the tops in giving salaries out, but I don't want to be the bottom. I want to be fair and just, and I think that we have to look at that, and that's one of our problems. Even,
that's why he's losing good people, because of those
exactly.
salaries.
Right. And that's not just him. I think the other courts, you know, I've heard from, and it's – And I think during a wage survey, a county wage survey, that would really show how well our office holders have kept to the line of not, you know, going crazy with salaries, but yet we're still offering great service to the citizens.
Well, I think when he took over, also he had a number of cars that they no longer have.
And, right.
Now they just have two or three cars, and that's by more or less like a pool situation where they can use if they need them. They had a number of cars when he took over as prosecutor, but that's just an indication of how things have changed.
You know, I might add, if I may, that you know, you're referring to some general fund impacts there. You know, over last year and, you know, potentially this year, we're also feeling the impact of some non-general funds, and those non-general funds will come to the general fund in order to get money for support. For example, the county care facility is always in a precarious position, according to census and you know, and their expenses. So, you know, we advance them money. CSEA has been unable to perform within their budgets, and we've had to subsidize them to a certain degree. So, you know, for the first time in a number of years, there's some non-general funds that are having difficulty. The title fund, for example, the bottom have dropped out of their revenues. You know, some personnel has to be readjusted there, and that has an impact on the general fund. So it's a number of not only general fund activities, but now potentially non-general fund areas are beginning to affect us as well. So with that, what we're going to do is go to slide number 12, which shows the effects of our reengineering of the budgets that were submitted. And basically what we've done is we've allocated to the extent possible the same budget for each department that's commensurate with what they had in 2006. So basically, we're going backwards to 2006. Now, what makes that a challenge is that in 2007, we have $1 million increase almost in boarding costs due to the Hamilton County contract, because we didn't start the Hamilton County contract until April, but that was at 200 prisoners or less. Now we're up to 300 prisoners, and now we're projected to carry those 300 prisoners for the entire year. Another impact is our debt service and our leases are up, have increased. So you can't cut those items. So basically, we've got to rearrange and reallocate. But for the most part, we are able to keep most departments at their 2006 level. And again, keep in mind, we already cut in mid-2006, so we're already, in essence, cutting again. So as a result, what we end up with is a recommended budget today, an annual budget of $83,498,000 for the general fund. Again, compared to revenues of $83.1 million, we're still at a slight deficit of $398,000. Continuing reductions in staff in operations and budgets, could have an effect on our quality of service that we provide to the public. And basically, the last two slides that after 13 get into 14 and 15, I've listed some of the potential impacts that are evident if our expenditure budgets continue to decrease and decline. Basically, it's putting a strain on our court systems. Commissioner Jolivet, you mentioned the dilemma that the prosecutor's office has. But, other departments have the same problem. And a lot of it is entry-level staffers that either can move to other departments or even move to other governments and earn a higher wage. So it becomes more and more difficult to retain quality personnel. The probation department and pretrial services are all vital, not only to keep the population down in the jail, but monitor what some of our offenders are doing. So that's placing a stress on those activities. We talked about the Board of Elections, it's almost a continual demand by the Board of Elections for expenses. But if we're unable to meet that, that could jeopardize the integrity and speed of the election process, which is something you don't want to do. We don't want to be a Palm Beach County, Florida.
They're already looking at the 08 presidential election and trying to ramp up for that, and that's going to have an impact over the next 18 months.
Common Pleas is going to have to absorb the new judge. Collective bargaining units, we're going to have to look at if we enter into negotiations. There's very little that we can offer as a cost of living increase at this point in time. No new lease space. We have safety concerns. If we look to cut back some of the security in this particular building, I know we had a representative from the Supreme Court, security in the Supreme Court, come down a few weeks ago. The guy was basically telling us he would like us to secure the entire building, not just the courts, which is additional expense. But if you back off of the security that you do have in the courts now, that creates additional security concerns for your personnel. And Lord knows we don't need any more cheese sandwiches causing us some concern here, referring to the cheese sandwich that was left in a bag downstairs that we brought out the bomb squad on. Even safety concerns with vehicles becomes an issue. The dog warden, for example, if they don't have the funds to get adequate transportation, that's something that could be a claim on the general fund. And quite frankly, we wouldn't have the money to do it and don't have the money to do it. We potentially would have to look at staff reductions, hopefully through attrition. You know, we're looking at a couple departments in our area that could be have the potential for staff reductions in order to comply with this budget that I just represented to you.
How much have we cut the last two or three years? Do you have a number on that?
Well,
the attrition and
From in 1995, under the county commissioners, and I'm not sure the other office holders, but under the county commissioners, in 1995, we had about 670 employees. In 2005, we were able to drive that number down to about 610. And we're hovering someplace around 620 right now under the county commissioners. And I think what speaks well of that is that if we were to allow our employees, the number of employees to grow to match the growth in population, we'd be up to about 725. So that annualized savings, though, in pushing down is $3.5 million. But that's spread out over a lot of different funds, not just general fund. I dare say there are, you know, what that does is allow commissioners to allocate resources to other areas that you guys deem more important. The criminal justice area is one of those areas that there has been a growth of employees because it's had to happen, not at anybody's choice, but they have. In other areas, Board of Elections, they've had to have growth because there's laws that require you have to create more precincts when you have so many people in a population. So that allows you some flexibility to make those type of changes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Derek.
Sure.
Maintenance, we'll forego maintenance. Our buildings may deteriorate more rapidly than we would like them to do. We're looking at a new phone system now. We've got a 15-year-old phone system that we're looking at receive bids. We may have to forego that. Certainly from a technology standpoint, which is part of technology, we have technology obsolescence all the time as your desktop computers and network equipment need replaced. Thus far we've been trying to address that through creative financing, through leases in order to spread the budget impacts out over a number of years. But our ability even to do that or even to take initiatives to inaugurate new projects is becoming restricted. So this just lists some of the potential consequences. It's not meant to be, absolute, but it's some of the things that not only we have been dealing with, but we'll have to deal with in the future. So today we're submitting to you a budget that is $83.5 million for the general fund. And as I indicated, we've passed out all the departmental detail to all the recipients here. So with that, I'll take any questions you might have.
Chuck?
Not at this time.
Tim, I want to thank you and Bob for all your work, not just on this presentation, but during the budget process.
I wish this could be a better birthday present for you.
That's hopefully tomorrow will be a better day. But, as I look at our this year's budget and look back at the last 5 years, I think that the commission, and I've only been here 3 years, but deserves credit for operating with, one of the lowest sales tax in the state. Only four counties have a lower sales tax than us at 6%. And we're the eighth largest and one of the top fastest growing counties in the state. But also, on the other hand, we also have been pretty lucky to be able to do that because of the one-time revenue sources that you mentioned that we've received over the last 5 years. And then we've gone into the reserves.
Temporary solutions, yes.
I think the day of reckoning, and for my last two or three years being here, I always, my wish is to rebuild those reserves and to help pay down the debt. In order to get into real good financial situations, so when I go to New York and go to Moody's, that we don't have to be talking about just holding our own and maybe even getting a further upgrade. But each year, you know, the sales tax, I think, and I think almost anybody in Butler County would say, well, we're experiencing some great retail growth throughout the county. You know, you look everywhere. You know, the eastern part, and we say, well, how come the sales tax doesn't meet our projections of just this past year, 5%? I thought that was pretty conservative and that we were going to go buy that and have some excess revenue to put to reserves. That just didn't happen because I think, as we know, looked at the clerk of court's budget and how it dropped off in the title division, that how much we're relying on the auto industry to help spur our sales tax. I think that as we go forward, you know, I don't think that we can exist with 06 budget levels for this next year. Given the fact of in the past year, we had some unexpected expenses come up that we didn't foresee at the beginning of 06 that we had to deal with, which prompted the cuts in June. We're going to have those same things coming in 07. We don't know what the crystal ball is going to hold for us, but I'm sure that there's going to be some unforeseen expenses come up. So, you know, I'd like to have us start preparing with Chuck, your support, plans that would increase the sales tax. Increase is not a bad word, is to actually to keep it at the same level and then reduce it. One of my thoughts is that we keep to solve the emergency radio problem that we've had put to us last week with the cost going to 31 or 32 million, solve that problem, and then also solve our general fund problem with maintaining a sales tax through 07 at the 0.5%, and then possibly reduce it in 08 to 0.25% permanently as one scenario that we could put forward and to help maintain our efficiency in government in order to help the prosecutor's office make sure he runs an efficient operation and all our office holders have the resources in order to meet the demands of a growing county requires and pay the utility bill. is that a timer?
No.
Oh.
I have no idea.
I think we're still recording, though.
Yeah,
I don't know what.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Hello? Yeah.
Hopefully we're not in the dark in this budget, but so I'd like to, in order to make the sales tax permanent in 08 and to solve the problem with the emergency radio system, I believe we need to have public hearings and during those public hearings present a plan with regards to the sales tax. And I think even at keeping it at the 6.5 level through 07 still puts us, 79 counties having higher sales tax than us?
I believe so, yes.
So we're still doing an excellent job with regards to other counties. And that begins to put us on a good five-year plan in order to build up our reserves. We're not going to be able to build up our reserves to 12 million or 13 million in the first year. It's going to take a five-year plan to do that and possibly also use the resources to pay down some of our debt of the short-term debt that we have that we're going to have to go to notes at some point. Is that right, Tim?
That's correct.
And then to be able to, as Matt told us last week about after we get the emergency radio system up,
we're going to have 1.2 in maintenance.
Possibly 1.5 million per year.
But that'll start in 08 also, I believe, or 09. 09.
Probably.
09. We need to, and I think that, you know, to think that the county or the different townships are going to be able to fund that, I think that's going to fall upon us, and we might as well start planning for that and use some of that money for that also. And then to be able to have a fund available to help the engineer leverage more dollars for road projects. If we give him $1 million, he can leverage that into $4 or $5 million to help with some needed road projects that the public is demanding. So, Chuck, with your support, I'd like to begin those scenarios and begin the public hearings for January so we can have something to present and to adopt and to move forward with.
I feel in light of the way that we have had to, we have tightened our budget and all the office holders have worked with us to do that over the last number of years. And I know that our finance people have pulled hats out of their, rabbits out of their hat. And I think there's no more rabbits to be pulled out. And I honestly feel it's the responsible thing to do in this position to look at these scenarios. And right now I feel comfortable with looking at extending the 0.5% up until the end of the year at, of 07, and then consider the possibility of cutting it back to 0.25% from, and that be permanent from that point on. The numbers, I think, Tim, if you work with those and let us know for sure, I think it's something that we can fill the gaps and we can feel solid with our bond rating and we'll still maintain a good quality service for our county citizens. I think I feel comfortable with looking at those scenarios and considering the public meetings.
I certainly think the vision, the five-year vision, you know, is forward-looking. You know, I don't anticipate a lot of relief in 2007, 2008, but, you know, after that, I think some of the financial goals and operational goals that, you know, that Greg had just mentioned, you know, can be achieved. So to look at it on a long-range basis, you know, I give you credit to have that forward-looking vision. But, you know, before we go forward, we have to go backward. So we have to approve the budget right. That we submit, you know,
right.
Today.
And with that, Chuck, I'll make a motion to adopt the 06-07 budget as presented.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Thank you.
Could I add something here? All this information we have is public record, and we're not trying to hide anything. Everything's an open book, and any of our citizens who don't agree with any of these, the numbers are there for verification. It's all public record and open book. So.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Do we need a motion to start preparing
no.
public hearings?
What okay. The process would be is we'll come back. Our next meeting's the 3rd. We can come back on the 3rd with a resolution authorizing and setting up the public hearings and then let the process play out as it will.
Okay. All right. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to address commission?
Okay. Anything further? Move to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Thank you.